Rebecca, how do we go about improving client communication? Where do we start?
When businesses decide that they are serious about their client communication, the best place to start is with a plan. Not one of those big, fluffy, strategic plans that never actually gets implemented, but a tailored action plan with specific actions, timeframes for completion, and responsibilities with who is going to do what. By taking it seriously and having a documented program or procedures or some kind of communications plan in place, you will have a greater chance of implementing your plan than if you merely intend to continue without one. So start by having a plan and then communicate that plan to your staff. Allocate responsibilities. So, for instance, if you have members of your team that are going to be responsible for implementing certain components of a plan, then share that information with them. Outline your expectations to them. Let them know what expected outcomes you are hoping to achieve. By sharing information and communicating with your staff in the first instance, you are more likely to practice your own communications methods first and improve upon them, but you are also more likely to succeed with communicating with your clients. So have a plan and practice internally. Regular emails to your clients. That's another good way of communicating effectively. Your communications plan may include sending out regular emails to clients. It may include client care versus customer service information. It may include conducting meetings with your clients on a periodic basis. It may include sending your clients publications. It may also include client surveys, which you may wish to conduct annually or biannually. Take, for example, sending out emails to your clients. Often, this is called just keep-in-touch communication. You would periodically send your clients emails just to tell them about information relating to the services you offer them or the products you offer them. If you're enhancing your products and services in some way, then this is an ideal medium to share that information with your clients. Also, if you are having special offers or you are looking to introduce a client loyalty program, then this is another good medium in which to do it. Be very cautious in this circumstance that you do not confuse client communication with marketing or direct marketing activities. You want to have a very clear line that separates these two activities, because otherwise you will be discredited when your clients start to ignore information that comes from you, even if it's important information, because they deem it to be sales or marketing oriented. So email your clients regularly, and by regularly I mean monthly or every 2 months or even perhaps quarterly, depending on the nature of the business that you're in. But make sure that the information you give to your clients is important to them and will benefit them in some way. And that is the primary difference between marketing and communications. Marketing is meant to serve you and to promote your business, but communications, particularly client communications, is about enhancing the value for your customer, for your client, or for your consumer group. When I talk about client care and customer service, so many associations and organizations and even businesses bandy the term customer service about, and it's starting to lose its value. But when I talk about customer service, I'm talking about it in terms of more than the service, the quality of the service that you provide to your clients. I am talking about customer service in terms of the value and the perceived value that your services have to your clients. And when you approach client care from this perspective, it becomes about what you should be doing and what you are doing for your clients versus what your expectations are and your beliefs are with regard to your client relationship. And the only way you will know whether or not you are meeting and exceeding your client expectations is if you are, in fact, surveying your clients or asking them in some either formal or informal way. How do you know you're doing a good job? Because you believe so? Because your PR consultant is telling you so? Because your marketing manager tells you so? These are all people that have other motives. What you need to consider is what your clients think about your products and services. Another way that you can look at improving your client communication is through a really simple medium. It's possibly the most inexpensive medium of all. Meetings, contact, face-to-face contact, over-the-phone contact. Every contact you have with your consumers, you have with your clients, or you have with your customers. Make sure that you're polite, that you're accurate, that you provide them with solutions, that you give them honest information, that you give them accurate information, that you manage their account and treat them like they are valued clients. So in circumstances like that, communication becomes critically important. It's not something that you can script, but it certainly is something that you can train on. Staff can be trained and management can be trained to enhance your communication, to enhance your client care programs, and to enhance your customer service. When you look at your publications, it's a key form and medium that can be used these days to improve client communication. And I'm talking about newsletters, I'm talking about brochures, company credentials booklets, perhaps magazines that you may put out, particularly common among associations with members or stakeholders is the fact that they do an annual report, but a lot of them also do on a monthly basis or some regular basis, they put out publications like a journal, for example, or a newsletter, or what is commonly termed as a newsletter. In business, you need to be cautious about what kind of publications you are putting out. And I think it certainly pays to do some market research to see if your client base or your consumer base is likely to read anything that you put out and give it any value. There's no point putting something out there just because you feel the need to communicate. It's all about what your target market wants and the perceived value to them. And the best way to find out what they want is to survey them. And there's a million different ways that you can do this. Okay, I tell a lie, perhaps not a million different ways, but there are certainly a number of them. You can go back to basics and you can conduct one of those written surveys that a lot of associations do and it works for them. Or you can go electronic and do it online. You can have a couple of tiles on your website, perhaps. Or you can do an electronic e-survey. Or you can have focus groups. If you have a retail business, then you can, you know, you can ask them as they walk in to purchase your products and services. You can do over-the-counter surveys. There's a number of ways in which you can get information. And whether or not you collect your information formally or informally or a combination of the two, you can always categorize, analyze your information in a formal way. As long as you get the results in a way in which you can measure them and they provide value back to you as a business about how you are communicating with your clients and how you can improve, then regardless of the way you have collected that information, the analysis is far more important. So if I had to sum it up and say, how do you go about improving your client communication? Develop your plan, communicate your action plan to your staff, and then take action, quite simply. Decide what can be done in-house, what you have the capability, the expertise, and perhaps the funding to do in-house, and what you need external consultants to help you with. Everyone is not an expert, and while you may have a certain amount of expertise or knowledge in-house, you might need to admit that you require even an external consultant or a company to come in and help you with some component of your client communication. Even if it does involve having someone coming in to help you develop your action plan or to help you, for instance, survey your clients. Whatever component you need help with, put up your hand, get some funding, and then bring some people in to talk to you. But the most important thing is to do something. Take action today.